Good morning, Herman. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you doing? I don't know. Does this sound acceptable? This mic?
Yeah. And you're looking sharp there, dude. I mean, you got 20,000 guitars in the background and I've got junk. But it's good to talk to you again, man. How's things going?
I'm doing good, not bad at all.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. I'm glad we could do this. The last interview we did, the whole thing got fried. The whole
Oh,
video
really?
and audio got corrupted. I was so devastated because it was
Oh,
like
wow.
that. So I'm glad we're back at it. Knock on wood. No more gremlins. But, mate, you're about to become a dad again. Oh, did I hear that right? Is that on the
Where do
deck?
you hear this stuff from?
I hear it on the down low. Is this secret stuff or is it stuff that I have to edit out? Look, kill it.
It's not really secret stuff. Yeah, if you see me looking tired, you know what the hell is going on. I'm actually still very good looking. If I
Yes.
get tired sometime, you know what's going on.
That's right. So you is this number one for you? Number
Two,
two.
so
Yeah.
double tiredness. No, but
Oh.
it's good, There's a it it's give you a reason to live and do better in what you're doing, I think.
Yeah, I agree, man. Hey, I got lots of them. Well, not lots of them. I got three of them. Three and a granddaughter. So I know exactly that I haven't slept in decades. So I know exactly what it's like. But congratulations, dude. Here's to you and your family, all right?
Thank you.
That's all right. But that's human babies. But now we're going to talk about, of course, your ninth metal baby. The new Dragon Force album, Warp Speed Warriors, drops on March 19. And it's such a good album, dude. Like I've been cranking it in the car, at work, got me doing stuff really fast. Because that's what Dragon Force does, right? But man, like it's been like what 5 years since your last album, Extreme Power Man. And are you relieved that you're back into it?
Yeah, I mean, every Dragon Force album is kind of stressful,
Hmm.
and it's like, well, if it's not stressful, you're not really working hard enough, you're not pushing your creativity to the limit, and you're not doing it, So, there's no such a thing as an easy album, and that's good. We're always trying to make it harder. So, on this album, though, I'm not going to say it's faster or heavier, it's just a it's like an upgraded version of the previous version. Not like a huge massive upgrade, but it's a incremental improvement all the time, at least for us in our mind,
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything on there that you sort of challenged yourself a bit too much with in the terms of technicality that you were like, I kind of overdid this and now I've got to relearn it? Was there any parts in any of the songs like that?
Not so much that. More like the to make our visual vision
Hmm.
become a reality became much harder, much more work. So we wanted these insane collabs on certain songs, and it's like, wow, okay, well, so we gotta mix two times this song. We gotta,
Yeah.
so the collabs that happened on these songs on Astro Warrior Anthem, on Doomsday War. Doomsday Party on Burning Hearts, which got special guest version. I mean, we're making us, we made I had to edit a second music video for Doomsday Party for the Elise Reed collab version. So it became much is that's actually a lot of work because you're not just like saying, oh, I just sing some stuff and that will do, slap it together. You're really concentrating and you're working with the artist to make sure it sounds arguably better than the original, like Dragon Force only version.
Well, I mean, you're talking about the bonus tracks there with the alternate versions. You've got Matt Heafy, you've done, jammed with before, Nita Strauss, Elisa Whiteglues, and Elise Wright, who is one of my favorite people on the planet. Why'd you go and do the two different versions, like instead of just having the main version? It's great.
Well, I learned from the last few years doing Twitch live streams and YouTube's contents that, you know what? There's so much talent out there. Life is too short to you just to play in your own bubble. There's so many amazing musicians. Why don't we try to do something and see how it sounds like? And all the guests you mentioned were our first choice. So we didn't have to go, oh, that person said no. I actually kind of thought they were going to say no because they're all, not just incredible artists themselves. They're really hardworking. They're
Yes.
always doing something, right? So I was going, oh man, we don't have time for us. We're always unsure of ourselves. We don't think, oh, we're so cool. People are going to come to our tour. We're always like really conservative and think, well, no one really like us that much. So maybe they'll say no,
If, mate, if Dragon Force puts out the call, you say yes. Everyone knows that. It's like you put your power sword out and everyone goes, yep, it's like the beacon. Man, everyone will drop what they're gonna do. And come join, I'm sure. 100%. That's how it works.
And it turned out really, really good. When I first heard the demos that came back from Alyssa of Arch Enemy, I was going, fucking hell, geez, I mean, what we're gonna, I mean, this is just insane. I can imagine it, but actually hearing it is like with her voice and Mark's voice, I thought, wow, okay, what are we gonna do with this thing, Yeah, it's cool.
Oh man, it's unbelievable. I love it. And of course, some of the songs on here, I was showing my son before because he's like a mad gamer. He's 7, so he's all into all the games at the moment. And I showed him, mate, Power the Triforce, and he was like, "What?" Like, because he's all about it. So you've got that tackle that on the album. You've also got was it a Space Marine Corps, which is that Warhammer 40K?
A Warhammer 40K.
Ah,
That's
got
right.
it. Hey, there we go. Another one. So, a couple of the other ones got me stumped, though. What's Burning Heart and Doomsday Party?
Well, those are not based on video games. Those are like, non-game based songs, actually.
Okay. All right. Because I was like, I was trying to pick it. It was racking my brain. Are there any other songs that are the based on video games on this album that I might have missed?
Pixel Prison is based on video games and Tron.
Ah, cool. Awesome. Yeah, I love it. Who comes up with that? I mean, is it all of you guys? You go, I want to write a song about Legend of Zelda, or like who comes up with the sort of themes?
Sam and I talk about it and kind of decide how nerdy we want to get on this album, And we just said, you know what, fuck it. We're just going to be ourselves. If you think we're real nerd, you know what? We want to be the king of nerds. With the guitar, I'm just kidding, but yeah, we just that's how we do it. It's just like the album cover, we designed the cover, we didn't draw it, but we made a little terrible, version of it that we drew, and we sent it to the artwork guy, and we said, can you draw this for us? And this is how we want like Streets of Rage, Street Fighter, Double Dragon type kind of characters in the front, like we're fighting bad enemies coming at us, we're gonna kick their ass. And dragons at the back that's coming out of the arcade, that kind of thing. It's like it makes our job really fun, right? You can think about it. Dragon Force, we have a lot of fun doing it.
Absolutely. What was your game growing up? I think we're about the same age, so what was the one that got you?
Oh, I mean, I'm such a gamer that you can't really narrow down to one. Is it first person? Is it RPG? Is it real-time strategy, or it's a turn-based strategy? There's so many good games. I don't know what to tell you, really. You got to pick a category.
I don't know, but what was the first one for you? What was the one that kicked it all off?
I had like Atari 2600 when I was a kid back in Hong Kong. I Nintendo clock and watch. I'm really old now, but the console that really made me go, wow, this is amazing, was the PC Engine, or they call it TurboGrafx-16 in the US. It was only released in the US and Japan, and you got little game cartridges like that. And our type playing those kind of games. I don't know. That's the that was a really cool gaming console. And I play everything: Atari ST, Amiga, Spectrum, crappy 48K Spectrum, all the way to Mega Drive, PC, you name it.
Oh man, that's awesome. That's awesome. Just like me. Now my son. I think I'm gonna he's a new Dragon Force fan. So video games, I think, were the in for him. You know what I mean? So which for a lot of people were, which I mean, obviously you get asked about all the time, there's Guitar Hero and stuff like that, that you contributed music to video games. How successful was that for the band in terms of keeping the lights on financially and things like that? Was it something that helped you guys in the background?
I mean, it definitely helped us so much to have that song and people get to hear it, right? It's the hardest thing for any artist is to get people to hear the music. And Guitar Hero 3 definitely made a huge difference. And now, after so many years now, that was 2007. And now I meet people and they tell me things like, that song, I remember playing that with my dad. I remember, or someone say, I remember playing with my brother. It was an incredible time of their life. And it really brings great memories for them, in all ages. And now, funny enough, it just happened a couple of days ago. We were on Through the Fire and Flames was on the Despicable Me 4 television ad on the NFL playoff game. So like semifinal for American football. So that was like huge. My phone was just blowing up. People couldn't believe it. They saw on television, during the prime time slot. So hopefully more people will discover, Dragon Force and tell them, guitar music is pretty cool. Heavy metal is pretty cool. Come and check it out. Yeah.
Absolutely, because now we've got like the TikTok and the Twitch and everything like that. There's a lot of young kids coming out of the woodwork now that are doing things that I could never dream of. I mean, you can obviously do. But young kids that are playing so advanced, you're probably seeing it all the time. Do you feel like you played a part in that? I mean, you probably hear that a lot of these kids going, Herman Lee got me to pick up the guitar and now I'm shredding hard.
I mean, it's definitely cool to hear. I've met now professional musicians of the new generation, like Tim Henson from Polyphia, Paul Roland, who's a huge on YouTube, and that tells me, we grew up hearing the song, learn the song. So it's like it makes me feel a little bit old, but at the same time, it's great to see these musicians doing their own thing. They're not trying to copy it. It's just inspire them to be themselves. And that's very important. I always tell people, look, don't worry about trying to play fast like me. Be yourself, do you is more important than anything else.
Oh, that's awesome, man. And of course, you got Alicia on bass now, she's incredible, man. Some of the runs on that new album, like, are mind blowing. Where did she come from? Where'd you find her?
I'm living in Los Angeles now, and she's in LA, so she was recommended by a friend. She really stepped up so many levels since joining the band. Because it's joining a band like Dragon Force, it's not that easy. You really gotta get in there and the shows are kind of maximum out, right? Go max out. And she's really good on performing, and she did a great job on the album. I didn't even go to the studio to see her record. I had confidence in her. She did it all. I didn't say a single thing like change this or anything. Yeah.
I've been watching videos, man. What an absolute gun bass player. Hey. Like, and that's what I
Yeah,
meant.
she's.
Like, she's pretty young, right? Like, she's part of that new generation. Is that right? That are coming through.
Yeah, definitely. And she, how can I say it? She works really hard, and that's something that we wanted when we have a band member. Is talent is great, but the work ethic is the most important thing, because I always see the work takes hard work takes over talent. Because if you're talented, you don't do anything. You can't tell me someone is talented in every single thing in the world. No way. Probably one or two things. So, then you're only good at two things. Someone that work hard can be good at so many things.
Oh man. Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's the hard work thing. 'Cause there's how many, you probably see it all the time. There's those dudes that just play in their bedroom that are absolute shredders, amazing songwriters, but they don't get out of the bedroom. They just go, nah, they're just too lazy. They go, meh. They could be, they just don't want to do the work.
No, I appreciate those guys. Look, I think that those players are specialists, I call them. They're like your super, super nerds that I don't care how I look like. I don't care about having a girlfriend. I don't care about any of these things. I don't even care party. I just concentrate on my one art that I care about. And I'm totally okay with that. It's there's just so many ways of expressing you know, yourself show. So do whatever you guys want to do. You guys want to make video on YouTube, that's fine. You want to go out, get drunk and party, play the guitar, few chords, three chords, do that, you know?
Well, I remember reading an interview with Eddie Van Halen, and when his brother was out, when he was young, out, you know, hitting the piss with his mates and going out, he would sit at home with a six-pack, a pack of durries, and just play guitar. Well, he's, you know, and that's where it came from, because he was like, nah, I don't want to go party. And that's why he became the GOAT, you know. So,
and he'll tell you something about that. I actually did the same thing. So that's why I can really relate to that. I did. Look, my wife said, I still look young. I can't believe you're this age. I don't have any like lines or anything. I said, well, I guess I just stayed at home in England. Didn't see any sunshine. I only go out to gigs at night. I've just played the guitar. I don't care about anything. You know, so I just spent all this time doing it. And so when we did the band, the main reason for the Dragon Force existence at the beginning was like, you know what? I spent enough time practicing guitar. It's time to party, time to take this on the road. And that's what we did. That's why we started the band. We just want to go on tour and have fun, you know?
Oh, man, that's it. And, you know, your stage show has always been incredible. And I'm seeing like the videos now, you've got like the big dragons. And you've got like, you know, the arcade, you're like, it's incredible. Is there anything that you guys have wanted to do over the years that was just like, nah, that's going to send us broke? Like, is there anything?
Well, you know, funny you said that. I'll tell you that I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to BS you here. Is we wanted to do these things for years, but we couldn't do it back then when we had a manager. Right. So after I got rid of the manager, it's like, oh, right, let's do it. I don't have to listen to this BS anymore telling me there's no budget. I see there's budget, you know, I can make this budget work myself. So, you know, since 2018, that's when we started doing work on our production, like for the Extreme Power Metal Tour. And now we, you know, I manage pretty much the band, you know, myself with help from other people that, you know, it made kind of, made Dragon Force kind of come back full force again, you know, that that was missing the you know, I would say the couple albums of tours, yeah, before.
And it looks so exciting, man. I really hope to see it one day. But I've been watching all the videos, and like you're hitting the road with Amarathi next month, aren't you?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
That looks incredible.
We'll be over in Europe.
Oh,
yeah, it's going to be a fun tour. We just had them, you know, been special guests on US tours, and now we're doing double headline in Europe. It's gonna be a blast. I can't wait. You know, obviously we're gonna bring all that firepower of us, you know, the dragons, the arcade machine, whatever, lasers, whatever you call it. And this is something, you know, we've been talking about it and trying to get to bring the show to Australia.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to Australia and then it's like, well, shit, it's just got a drum kit and a backdrop. You know, it's like, that's not what we do. We want people to have a fun time when they come. So, you know, I hope I can make that happen, you know?
Is there plans?
You know, we've been talking about it for a while. So hopefully, you know, it's just, it costs so much money to bring all that shit over, you know, and to do that every single show. So it's up to the fans, you know, the fans got to shout about it. Then the promoters will hear it. It's like, you know what, we're going to pay that money to Dragon Force to bring everything.
Oh, I will pay it. I'm going to remortgage my house. Do it. I'm not going to tell my wife that, but I'm going to do it. So, you know, it's Dragon Force in my family is pretty special. Like, you're my eldest daughter's favorite band. Her first show that I ever took her to was Dragon Force and Judas Priest in Brisbane. And, mate, that was incredible. And just seeing her face light up, like, she's 23 and a mum and everything now, but Dragon Force still holds such a special place in her heart. And you probably hear that everywhere you go now. It's generational. And, you know, like, I'm talking about my son, my young son starting now. You know, what does that mean to you?
You know, now that I'm a dad, I understand it even more. You know, before I didn't, you know. Now it's definitely we're lucky to have, you know, these songs that appeal to a generation, different generations of, you know, fans. Yeah. And we see it now at the show that their dads and kids, on the shoulder. And then by Through the Fire and Flames, they're like dead. The kids like falling asleep completely on the shoulders, like dead. I'm saying, well, that dad is gonna have a hell of a time this weekend because that child gonna wake up screaming, getting out of bed. But it's fun. And our show, and I quote someone that said this, is if you want to bring someone to a heavy metal show that never heard metal, bring them to Dragonfall show because there's so many elements, there's so many fun stuff about it that now even crazier than like ever before. We make it's almost like going to a video game arcade, but
Yes.
it's just a heavy metal band instead. Yeah.
That's right. And now you're going to get all the Swifties too, because you've done that cover, which is spoilers, but man, it's pretty incredible. Like, I was telling my daughter about it, and she's like, "What?" Like, didn't have that on my
Yeah,
card.
I do wonder what Taylor Swift gonna think about that song and all the Taylor Swift fans. But it's kind of funny. It's kind of part of what happened to me like 4 years ago. In the last 4 years, I listened to a lot of Taylor Swift because my daughter was born, and I'm like entertaining her with music and keeping her from crying and all this stuff. And I heard lots of Taylor Swift. She liked Black Sabbath. She liked Joe Satriani. She liked some metal. But she also liked Taylor Swift and some other pop stuff. So it's like, you know what? I heard that song so many times and watched that video so many times. I'm gonna make a cover of this and make it so the metal fans can listen to Taylor Swift and go, you know what? I'm okay with this. Taylor Swift is okay. It's metal because I've showed you it can be metal.
Yeah, Wildest Dreams. That's the one. That's the one. And I think, hey, you never know. You know, Swiftie might come and jump on stage one day.
You never know, crazy things have happened in my life, so crazier things even. So here you never know.
That's right.
That's right.
Herman, it's been an absolute pleasure hanging out with you again, my friend. We're gonna have all the links down here and on the website. My friend, you go forth and kick some ass and get down here to Australia, because we need some dragons and some arcade magic. Let's fucking go.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me again, and I hope to be back in Australia sometime soon. All right.